Pacific halibut bycatch mortality rose for the third straight week in the Bering Sea, Aleutian Islands, and Gulf of Alaska groundfish fisheries. Onboard observers reported just over 170,000 pounds to the National Marine Fisheries Service for the week ending August 31st. The largest share, about 163,000 pounds, was caught with non-pelagic or bottom trawl gear. Just under 64,000 pounds came from Area 630, a large chunk of the central Gulf of Alaska between the east side of Kodiak and the entrance to Prince William Sound, all from vessels targeting arrowtooth flounder. Area 513, just east of the Pribilof Islands in the Bering Sea, had the second highest halibut mortality with almost 55,000 pounds, split just about evenly between vessels fishing for flathead sole and rock sole. Total halibut bycatch mortality for the month of August was 573,686 pounds. The fleet participating in the IFQ longline halibut fishery caught just short of 2 million pounds during the same period. Observers recorded 1,733 Chinook salmon caught during the week ending August 31st. 1,376 were caught by pelagic trawlers targeting pollock in Area 610 on the southern side of the eastern Aleutians. 63,000 salmon of the other four species were caught across all areas. 26,537 king, bairdeye, and opelio crab ended up as bycatch, the highest number in several weeks. About half of that came from bottom trawlers fishing for yellowfin sole in Area 524 in the northern Bering Sea, who caught 14,000 opelio crab. For KBBI, I'm Jeff Lockwood.